This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Caitlin Adams, a registered nurse, walks into an Arkansas pharmacy to fill an oxycodone prescription for her patient at a nursing home. Skeptical of the amount of meds requested, the pharmacist calls the nursing home, who says the pharmacist, Adams, was fired and does not care for the patients there. And by the way, that oxycodone patient died last week. Caitlin Adams tries the scheme again a week later and makes off with 180 oxycodone pills prescribed to her dead patient.
Nancy, between the two pharmacies and the nursing home, Adams' fraud was discovered shortly after the prescription was filled. Adams still had a majority of the pills in her possession, though police believe her intent was to sell the oxy on the street. Adams' medical license now under investigation.
Caitlin Adams, 26, now charged with fraud to procure a narcotic and possession with intent to distribute. A Florida homeowner calls 911 after hearing a crash in his living room. Police find a brick that reads, "First date, jet skiing, June 14, 2020, alongside the homeowner's name and Sabrina. He immediately recognizes it as a commemorative brick his ex-wife got him as an anniversary present. Surveillance video shows Sabrina Coyne throwing the brick through her ex's window while recording on her phone with her free hand. Coyne denies breaking the window to cops, but she's still charged with criminal mischief and throwing a deadly missile into an occupied building. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Authorities in Georgia are investigating the fatal shooting of a police officer in Roswell, a city about 25 miles north of Atlanta. The officer was killed while responding to a report of a suspicious person in the parking lot of a local pickleball club. According to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, the officer approached 23-year-old Edward Espinoza for questioning. Investigators say Espinoza then pulled a handgun and opened fire, striking the officer multiple times. The officer, whose name has not yet been released, was rushed to a hospital but did not survive. Roswell police officers took Espinoza into custody at the scene. He now faces multiple charges, including murder, aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. The GBI says its findings will be turned over to the full Fulton County District Attorney's Office for review and possible prosecution. In a statement, the Roswell Police Department says it will release additional information in the coming days. For now, the department says its focus is on supporting the family of their fallen officer and their grieving colleagues. A corruption scandal has rocked the Albuquerque Police Department, with two former officers pleading guilty to federal charges. Our Crime Online correspondent Sydney Sumner has the latest.
Two former Albuquerque police officers, Joshua Montano and Honorio Alba, have admitted to racketeering, extortion, and accepting bribes in a scheme that helped DWI offenders evade conviction. Federal investigators say the officers conspired with attorney Ricardo Mendez, who paid bribes, including cash exceeding $5,000 and gifts, to ensure officers failed to appear in court, leading to case dismissals. Mendez has also pleaded guilty to related charges. In exchange for cooperation, Montano and Alba accepted plea deals that could reduce their sentences. Albuquerque Police Chief Harold Medina praised federal authorities for uncovering the scheme, but said the investigation is ongoing.
More than a dozen officers have faced consequences, including resignations and terminations, as authorities work to restore trust in the department.
Thanks, John. Daryl Johnson, 67, travels from his Phoenix, Arizona home to Conscious Lake State Park, New Mexico, to celebrate a friend's birthday. The 30-plus member group camp together and spend Friday evening around a campfire. 11 p.m., everyone goes to their tents. Friends remember Daryl saying goodnight and zipping up his tent. Next morning, he's nowhere to be found. Friends immediately report him missing. Police speak with nearby campers. One neighbor says Daryl asked to borrow a flashlight around 12:30 a.m. Several other people report possible sightings of Daryl in town, but that man's determined to be a local. Daryl's friends suggest he may have been drunk that night, but Daryl's son says his father does not drink. Daryl has limited mobility. Investigators do not believe he would have made it very far on foot. Daryl Johnson, African American, 6 feet, 160 pounds, short graying hair and a mustache, last seen wearing red t-shirt, blue jeans, brown shoes. If you have info on Daryl Johnson, now missing 7 months, please call New Mexico State Police, 505-425-6771. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.